Marissa Matsusaka is a certified public accountant, and she's the sole proprietor of Mahina Ledgers, a business which she started last year. She had several referrals leading up to March of this year, but her business dropped when her major client, Kohana Rum, hit the economic cliff because of the decline in tourism. She's a member of the Entrepreneur Sandbox in Kaka'ako and wrote a blog for their website detailing some of her struggles and accounting tips for entrepreneurs. Matsusaka spoke with the Conversation's Jason Ubai about adjusting her business and surviving the COVID crisis.
I was actually pretty busy up until the pandemic started. Luckily, I had a huge rush of business before the pandemic started. So I was doing really well. Just when I was starting to get settled, I learned about the first case of COVID here. And then things just snowballed from there. 1 week later, I lost my biggest client, which was about probably 75% of my income, because they were in the hospitality restaurant industry. So a majority of their income went pretty much to nothing when the stay-at-home order started.
So with that business out, what have you been doing since then to make ends meet?
The biggest lifesaver was I applied for the PPP loan, the Paycheck Protection Program. So I got that, and also the government stimulus check has helped keep me afloat. And I also had a smaller client that I was still doing work for. I had a big project with them, and I still had some monthly accounting duties with them. Yeah, I was still working, so that has kept me afloat financially. And also just planning ahead, budgeting, watching my expenses. That's how I've been surviving, basically. Actually, right after I wrote that blog post back in June, my small client, gave me more work to do on a consistent basis. And I also got another referral for another big project. So that has kept me going.
Have you been actively looking for new clients?
Actually, I haven't been looking for any clients. I've just been really fortunate that businesses have needed accounting done. And it seems like, the client that I'm working with right now on a project, it seemed like the pandemic kind of forced them to reevaluate, and they wanted to get their books done. So that has been a huge source of business for me.
What about your large client? Have you been working with them on anything, or is that kind of dried up
no.
at this point?
No, yeah. So I was actually supposed to go back on May 31st. I think that's when the first stay-at-home order was going to be lifted, but they furloughed, I think, most of their staff. And I'm not sure if they're even operating right now, but I don't think I'll be going back there. And I'm not sure what they're going to do with their operations.
As far as accounting, what is the outlook for your industry?
Well, it seems like it hasn't changed much for accountants, fortunately. All businesses need accounting. So it looks like right now the biggest challenge for them is navigating all the new requirements for the CARES Act loan and also the new payroll deferral. So it's just navigating how to properly account for everything or just make sure that they're doing everything correctly. So it's just navigating all the new requirements for all the stimulus money, basically.
In that blog post, you mentioned about applying for PPP and then also the city's program. Can you just talk about your experience with both of those programs to help your business?
For the first one was the PPP loan. Right when I heard about it, I got on it and I applied right away with CPB. And it was a relatively easy process. And I just made sure I got all my documents in order and I submitted my application. And I heard back about the status of my loan within the week. And then a few days after I applied for my loan, the money was deposited into my bank. So that was a really, really easy process. And it was really fast. And it was also a huge relief. The only thing that I was kind of concerned about was the forgiveness, about how much I would have to pay back, because I didn't want to have to pay back anything if possible. So keeping up with all the requirements for that has been the only stressful thing. But as far as getting the money, it was a really easy process. As far as unemployment goes, that was extremely difficult. I remember trying to apply for that, knowing that self-employed and gig workers, that they opened the unemployment for those people. So initially, it took me about probably a week to even get in the system. And then I know I would get kicked out a bunch. So it took me 1 or 2 weeks to even apply for something. And then once I got that, it was another probably 2 or 3 weeks to even get into the system to submit my claim. So I submitted my claim, and then I got it probably about a month after I submitted my claim. So that was not an easy process. And I remember I had to log in and start clicking like 20 times before I could even get into the website. So I got one unemployment claim, but since I'm an employee for 3/4 of the year and self-employed for 3 months out of last year, all my other claims were rejected after that. So I'm not sure what happened. So other than my one unemployment claim, I haven't gotten anything else.
That was the Conversations, Jason Ubay, talking with Marissa Matsusaka of Mahina Ledgers, talking about adjusting her business during the COVID crisis and her experience applying for government financial aid.